Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR. And more than money, and we're going to talk about more than money today. We sort of started a series, I think, I would call it, if you will, on estates, wills and estates, Faisal, because there's a lot of complexity, you know, in what we call that legacy bucket.
Right? Correct.
Lots of things to think about and plan for. The cornerstone of the legacy bucket is your will, which is essentially the gift that you want to leave behind and the manner in which you want to leave it. Okay. There's also things to think about when you're protecting against certain scenarios. Okay. One of the topics, and I can even speak over the past 2 weeks when I have sort of legacy bucket conversations with clients. One of the areas that I often spend time educating them about are trusts in general, but spousal trusts specifically.
Okay.
So I thought it might be interesting to educate our listeners a little bit about trust and spousal trust in particular, when you might use it, what it would protect against, you know, what it's for.
Yeah, I think it's a very important piece that we should definitely be adding on to the conversation about estate planning. And like you said, Dave, the will is the cornerstone. It's the legal document.
Yep.
However, the planning before and the strategy after is very important.
Yeah.
So the will is, when you ask people, have you planned for your estate? They're like, yeah, I've got a will. That's just the document.
Mm-hmm.
How have you planned for it? And how are you building a strategy going forward from that point? Is very important. So we have to bring in our reoccurring guest, Catherine Zhang. She is a estate lawyer and associate at Walsh LLP. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
All right.
So let's set the tone. Spousal trusts get used or talked about quite a bit, in at least in our world. And we've talked to many of our clients and some listeners of the show about the potential use of it. How about we first break down what is a spousal trust and who are the best candidates for that type of a trust?
Spousal trusts are tools that are an estate planning tool that you can use in your estate plan when you draft a will, for example. It's a tool that helps the testator or the client to protect those assets, but also direct where those assets can be used or how they can be used during an individual's lifetime, and in this case it would be the spouse, but indicate that if there's assets left over in that trust following the spouse's lifetime, the spousal trust allows them to direct where those remaining assets are to ultimately go. So when we talk about good candidates, the two most common candidates we see for tool of spousal trusts are second marriages, when you're working with a blended family and both spouses or one spouse is coming into the marriage with children from a previous marriage and wants to ensure that there are assets set aside to benefit those children of the first marriage. And the second is when you're dealing with a couple where one individual perhaps has a family business, and the idea is the family business continue through the family line, but maybe not necessarily get distributed to the surviving spouse on death. So those are two of the more common situations where we see spousal trusts get utilized.
You know, Dave, we're seeing more and more second and third marriages in this country. We are seeing that the rate of divorce happening amongst people over the age of 50 is at a growing rate, and so these types of plans need to be reviewed. It's a very difficult conversation to have when you have a second or third marriage, and especially when you have a blended family. So, Catherine, let's start off with, let's focus kind of on that topic. We'll do business succession down the road when it comes to estate planning and so forth. But in this topic, let's talk about blended families, very common now in Canada. What are the things that people need to be aware of when it comes, or what should one consider when you're involved in a blended family when it comes to estate planning?
Well, the trust only works to separate assets, the first and foremost, that are yours alone. So if a couple comes in to our office and says, okay, at the end of the day, I want to throw our matrimonial home into the spousal trust, I want to allow my spouse to live in that house for as long as they'd like for their lifetime, but then the proceeds from that sale get split up pursuant to my directions after. The first question I always ask is, how is that asset registered? Because if it's joint, that property is not going to fall into the spousal trust. It's going to fall to the surviving spouse directly. So you have to make sure that when you're putting assets in the trust, that those assets are held by you alone. The second thing that you want to consider, or just be aware of, is the nature of the spousal trust requires that any income that is generated from that trust be paid out to the spouse. Absolutely. So the while you're holding on assets, you there is going to be an entitlement from the spouse's end. We typically see an additional power of encroachment, which means it allows the trustee, whoever's managing the trust, to pull out funds at any given time, just to make sure that the spouse is being adequately cared for during their lifetime. And along those lines, you also want to make sure that the person who's in charge of taking care of those funds, so the trustee of the spousal trust, isn't one and the same as the spouse, because it generally leads to a conflict of interest. The spouse can be one of the trustees, but they can't be the sole trustee of that spousal trust.
And who can be the trustee then, Catherine? Just, you've got a range to choose from. Maybe just educate the listeners a little bit about who that might be.
Well, you can absolutely choose anybody or any family member that you might feel has a good handle on the finances. But we also caution clients in that end, because we want to make sure that the spouse and that trustee are ultimately going to have a good relationship. If you have any doubts at all, there's also always the option of a third-party trustee, which includes a trust company, and sometimes that takes the hard decisions out of the hands of family members and puts it in the wheelhouse of an entity that doesn't have any emotion attached to the administration of the trust, which might work best for both the spouse and the remaining family members, depending on what the family dynamics are.
Now, you mentioned the word spouse. Is that only for married couples? Because there's also common law in this province as well. Does a spousal trust could work for a common law situation?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Now, the I think you used the right, both of you use the right word, tool, right? Trusts are tools. Tools, in this particular case, trust or spousal trust specifically, are not designed to create complexity in somebody's life and cost unless you need that, right? Unless there's a specific reason to put it in. But the complexity typically of a second marriage or a business ownership situation often raises the flag about what we need to be thinking about in order to ensure that the assets get transitioned to the right people, right? Mm-hmm. That the intents are carried out. So, Catherine, let's talk just generally about complexity for a minute, because the trust tool is just that. When should you not be using trusts?
I think if you don't have any concern at the end of the day of transferring all of your assets over to your surviving spouse, or you're not intending for your surviving spouse to receive a benefit of a particular asset during their lifetime, you'd like it to go directly to, for example, children of your first marriage who are no longer minors, there's no issue for anybody to need to hold assets in trust for them. That's when you probably don't need a spousal trust, because ultimately you're saying, once I gift this asset over to the ultimate beneficiary, I do not need or intend to retain control of that particular asset or direct how that asset flows thereafter.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's leave it at that point. I want to thank you very much. Trusts are always a confusing topic for people. There are times to use them and not, and I think you've provided a little clarity around that, Catherine. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
I've been joined by Catherine Zhang, estate lawyer, associate at Walsh LLP. She's a terrific resource to us on this show, and we thank her for her time. We talk about four different buckets on a regular basis. The fourth bucket, the legacy bucket, is an important piece of the retirement plan.
Correct.
Right? It's not a financial plan. It's part of the retirement plan.
Correct.
So you'll be in most people, in fact, are going to be in a position where some assets are transitioning. Tax becomes important. The strategy around who's going to receive it, to avoid family conflicts. Nobody wants to give the gift of a family fight, right? And legal bills. So the work up front, Faisal, in this, around that will and the strategy and your wishes can save a ton of money, right, which are legal bills, and it can create it can save a ton of potential problems, which are the dysfunctional family dynamics that it can create.
Yeah, and this is where the planning and getting the advice is very important. So once again, make sure you get the advice.
Yeah, let's talk about our seminar before we sign off today.
Yes, our seminar will be on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of topics like this one, so give us a call to reserve your seats, 966-8400, 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Don't forget that all of our shows are recorded at morethanmoneyradio.com. You can get them in the archives and view or listen to them at your convenience. You can also have them directly delivered to you, More Than Money, CHQR, on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Sign up. We'd love to send that to you. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.